guys, what's up?
How are you guys doing? How are you doing? How are you kicking it? Okay, I'm sounding like this because I was under the weather, but I'm a bit better now. Yeah, and so I woke up this morning feeling like I should talk about integrity. And guess what was my inspiration for talking about integrity? Yesterday, I heard the news about someone I follow on social media that basically for me, why I follow people on social media, everything for me, it has to have like a, it's like more or less like a learning curve for me. So when I see people that are, you know, they are killing it out there, like they're doing their best, you know, they're putting their best foot forward, you know, they show you like parts of their life, like the processes and everything, like, you know, something that just in some way tells me that anything and everything is possible with the right amount of work, you know, the right amount of knowledge acquisition, application of what you know, having the right set of people around you, and all those kind of set of things, you know. But having to hear that and hear a story that in a way negates everything that the person has been saying, I felt really, 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 I felt really, really hurt. And I was with my colleagues and they're like, oh God, get Amaya, just get her water to drink, someone to get her like nappy, let's start pressing her, like she's hot or something. And, you know, it sounds really funny, but I kept on asking myself, you know, when I was with my colleagues, like, I kept on asking myself, why is this thing getting to me? And, you know, the only answer I could come up with was the fact that somewhere, something inside of me had, you know, had believed everything that this person had said, you know, had believed that, you know, you do the work, you know, you follow your due process, you pay your dues, you know, you do the work consistently and everything, you would get the results that you want, you know, so that part of me still believes that. But I think the part of me that was hurt was the fact that, you know, someone else would also see this and not be able to, you know, pick out the good things and everything that happened and just throw the nonsense in it. And the person might be discouraged, the person might be disgruntled, the person might be discontented, the person might become, you know, hold the perpetrator in contempt and not want to believe again, not want to try again, just feel like everything is messed up and, you know, it's messed up and you know, and I can't take responsibility for that person's action. No, I can't. But I think it got to me because I had to now look at myself like Timberlake said, I'm looking at the man in the mirror, you know, and the mirror is staring back at me. Like for me, I felt okay, I think this is like a clarion call to, you know, to be integral, you know, to put yourself in a position whereby what you say and what you do are in alignment, you know, because you really don't know who somewhere is putting you they're idolizing you. Someone somewhere, no matter how you think you're nobody or something, someone somewhere is watching you, observing you, idolizing you, and hoping, wishing they can be like you. And so you don't want to give the person false information or false hope, or, you know, make them now come to a point where because of you, you know, they don't believe in things anymore. You don't want to give them you don't want to give anybody that foothold. You know, you don't want to lead. Okay, yes, just put it this way. Like, as much as it is that you don't, people say don't live your life for persons, but just be true. I'm not saying, no, as much as lots of people, I think right now we have lots of people just talking and nobody's actually practicing what they're saying. You know, so just be you. Live your truth. I think that's what authenticity is about. Be you. Live your truth. Speak your truth. Yeah, if you are mean, harsh and everything, be mean, harsh and everything. And people that would still want to be that will be that. And everybody's, you know, it's too much. I feel like there's too much chaos. There's too much trauma. There's too much tantrum in the world already. Do not use your own misbehaviors or things that you do to now cause more havoc than good already. There's already too much wrong things happening, you know. Yeah. So in the light of saying integrity, having integrity simply means doing the right thing in a reliable way. So it's a personal trait that every people kind of admire, you know, since it means a person has a moral compass that doesn't waver. Literally, it means having wholeness of character. Yeah, like, let's integral, like, you know, in numbers, it means that, like, they are whole, right? So, let there be a convergence with what you say and what you do. Don't just preach it, leave it. You know, I'm reading a book now. It's titled The Six Pillar of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Brandon. So he gave a typical illustration, and that's where I'm going to wrap it up with. It talked about something happening with a family, and, you know, back in the day, I think in the Middle East or something. So they went to see like a guru or something, and they complained to this guru that this child, like a family, brought their son. I said to the guru that this child is a good boy and everything, but in recent times started having eating lots of sweets, and now it's now tampering with the child's health. And they, like, you know, we've always had issues, and we've come to you as a guru, and you've helped us how deal with this. Please help us deal with this, like you've always done. And so the guru told that, go and come back in 2 weeks. And so, you know, people don't question things, you know, back in the days. And so they left and came back in 2 weeks. And now, so in 2 weeks, the guru administered some things to the child and everything. And, you know, but out of curiosity, the father of the child asked the guru in private and said, you've never had any time that you sent us away, to go away and, like, come back. But what really happened? And you know what the guru said? The guru said that, at that point, he also had issues with sweets. And so he didn't believe that, you know, he could talk someone out of not doing that, because he was also doing it. And so he said, he gave himself, like stop doing it, abstain from it and everything. So because, you know, that talking from that place, there's a lot of, like, speaking from your truth, there's a lot of power in it, there's a lot of authenticity in it. And, you know, so I was like, yeah, I really wish, you know, I myself speaking now, it's not like I'm speaking like I'm a perfect person without flaws or anything. But, you know, it's the thing that people say, try to learn from the experiences of others. It doesn't necessarily have to happen to you, you know. So at this point, I for me, I felt like what I saw on social media yesterday about the person I follow, it's like a clarion call, right? That regardless of whatever it is that you do, how small or how big it is, with or without your knowledge, it has like when I say ripples or adverse effects, whether good or bad, you might not necessarily know about it. But so you can choose what it is that you know. Yeah, because regardless of who you are, you're an influencer. Whether you feel you have just one person following you or thousands of persons following you, or even if you don't even have anybody following you, whether you're in school, whether in your office, whether in your home as a wife or as a husband, you know, you're an influencer. People look at you and do stuff that you do. Like, you know, people do what they see you do, don't necessarily what you tell them to do. So I feel like for me, that happened yesterday. It's like a reality check that I have to kind of come to a place where I embody what I say, you know. So I'm also like inviting you on this journey to start embodying what you say. Don't just preach or teach stuff. Become what you preach or teach. It makes it more easier, you know. It makes it more easier for us to see changes, you know. Yeah, so basically, Integral. Let it be together. Let your words, your actions, and your intentions, let it have like, let it be congruency. Yes, let it be a meeting point for all these things, you know. Yeah, so pretty much about it for today, and I hope that you do have a beautiful, lovely, and amazing day. Remember, you're an influencer. Wherever you are, put your best foot forward. Do the right thing in a reliable way. Do have a blessed day.